Today's radio play, Two of a Kind, is based on an interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. One of those tropical nights. Moonlight silhouettes atop the shaggy palms. The perfume of blooming flowers drenches the air. The lights of the clubhouse make a veritable fairyland in the inky shadows. The sound of music drifts through the open windows of the clubhouse behind them. Them? Oh, yes. A man and a woman are standing by the railing looking at, listen.
Kiss me. Again.
My darling.
Tell me again.
I love you.
Again.
I love you.
I love you.
Do you? Do you, my darling?
Hold me close. Look deep into my eyes.
I am.
What answer do you find there?
Oh, my sweet.
Stop, please.
Why?
Because.
Because is no reason. Why must I stop kissing?
Well, I must breathe now and then. Oh, what a divine night.
Not half as divine as you are.
Look at that moon.
I can't look at anything but you.
Oh, my dear.
How fair and fragile you look in the moonlight. Your feet, too. Fine and delicate as an exquisite cameo. The darkness behind us frames your head like a jewel against black velvet. Oh, how beautiful you are. You?
Don't stop. Go on.
How can I? Words can't even begin to express my feelings.
You feel as though you were drowning, don't you? The useless sea out there had engulfed you.
Yes. How do you know?
I feel that way, too. Oh, this night could go on forever. Only tomorrow would never come.
We can make every night tonight, my darling.
Oh, no. No, we can't.
You mean you're leaving in the morning?
Yes.
But you mustn't go.
Oh, I don't want to.
I won't let you.
I must.
But how can you when we've just found each other?
I know. Oh, my dear. If I should die this morning, I'd have no regrets.
Then you'll stay?
I wish I could.
Oh, my darling. I shall never again breathe the fragrance of a tropic evening without thinking of you.
No, I shall never feel the caress of the night breeze without remembering your lips against my cheek, Compressac.
Compressac?
Oh, I'm sorry. Shouldn't I have mentioned your name?
But that isn't my name.
It isn't. Why?
I'm sorry there should have been such misunderstanding, Miss Chadwell.
Just a moment. I'm not Miss Chadwell.
You're not? Why, I thought...
So that's why you said what you did. You weren't speaking from the heart. You were speaking from a pocketbook.
Well, please, I...
All your protestations of affection and love were addressed to the woman giving this party. Why, you're nothing but a fortune hunter.
No. I meant every word I said to you.
Yes, you meant every word you said to me for Miss Chadwell.
No, please listen to me. It's you I've fallen in love with.
Surely you don't expect me to believe that. Didn't you just say you thought I was Miss Chadwell? Didn't you just call me by her name?
Yes, but...
Well, that's proof enough. Oh, I hate myself. How could I ever have thought you were sincere? It's so beautiful. And now you...
Listen, please listen to me. I came to the party late. My friends who brought me to Kingsley said our hostess was a beautiful blonde. You're the most beautiful blonde here. What other conclusion could I draw?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
A fine one to talk you are. You accuse me of being a fortune hunter because I make love to you and happen to use an heiress name.
What other conclusion was I to draw? I thought
you...
You
fought. You thought I was some titled foreigner. That's why you returned my ardent affection.
Oh, no, I...
A fortune hunter, am I? Well, you're a title hunter.
I know such thing. I understood that Count Versac, who is here tonight, is a tall, handsome man with a tiny wax mustache. I can't help it if you fit the description.
Neither can I.
Modest, aren't you?
I didn't mean it quite like that.
I know.
Don't you think we'd better start at the beginning and introduce ourselves? I'm Gordon Blake.
And I'm Margot Dakin.
Ah, there you are, Miss Dakin. I've been looking all over the club for you. Have you seen that young Elliot Adams? He promised to have this next dance with me.
Oh, I didn't see that you were...
Mrs. Adelbridge, may I present Mr. Blake?
How do you do?
Well,
I'm sorry. I haven't seen Mr. Adams around here.
Oh, dear. I'm sure he said he'd have his next job for me. And remember, he couldn't dance when I asked him because he said he had to see a man about something or other. A dog, I think it was. And the next three, or was it four, dances were taken. So he made it this next one. Oh, I'm sure he said this next one.
Well, perhaps he just...
Oh, and I do so love to dance. That's why I came to this dance. To dance? No. No, I can't find my partners anywhere.
That's too bad, Mrs. Atterbury.
My hair may be a little gray, but I'm still full of life. And my dressmaker says I'm only stylish and stout.
Oh, I'm sure she exaggerates.
Oh, thank you, young man. Thank you. Here, let me get a good look at you. Stand over here.
Well, how's this?
Splendid. Splendid. Oh, Miss Deakin, what do you mean by keeping such a handsome young man away from the dance floor? You like to dance, don't you, young man?
Why, yes, of course.
Good. Then suppose you dance this dance with me.
Well, you see,
I'm mistaken. You kept you away from us girls entirely too long. Oh, you must lend him to me for this one dance, my dear.
I'm not detaining him, I assure you, Mrs. Atterbury.
Well, I say...
Oh, that is all settled. Come along, sir, whatever your name is. Oh, this music simply dancing to one.
Well... What's the lowdown, baby?
Oh, it's you, Roxy.
Yeah, it's me. Who are you expecting, young Astor?
You ought to wear a little bell to warn folks. The way you glide around would put a snake to shame.
Listen, baby, just because you're among class, don't think you're one of them.
That's right. Throw the cold water.
I'm trying to throw a little sense behind that pretty face of yours. You're here for business, remember?
As though I could ever forget it with you around.
Certainly a good thing I got myself into the party. I see where you'd let the evening's pleasures go to what the physiology books jokingly call your head.
Don't worry about me.
I certainly will worry about you. Until this job is done. Now listen, the gang sends us down here to make a grab. The last chance of the season, and you act like it was your debut.
Oh, get off the soapbox.
You come down off that cloud.
All right, I'm down.
Yeah, that's better. Now what's the setup?
The woman I was just talking to, Mrs. Atterbridge, is wearing a rope worth 300 grand if it's worth anything.
300 G's? Boy...
The best single grab in the clubhouse.
You're telling me? 300 G's and one twist of the wrist.
Well, let's get it over with.
You said it. Put the finger on the dame for me. I didn't get a good look at her.
Come on, then.
Well, which one is it, Margot?
Oh, we just caught her a minute till I spot her. Oh, there she is. Dancing this way.
Oh, you say the funniest things, Mr. I do know. Yeah, I've been dancing with you for 10 minutes, and I don't know what your name is.
Well, I don't know whether that's a social letter or a compliment to my dancing.
Both.
My name's Blake, Gordon Blake.
Oh, are you related to the Blakes of Chicago?
Well, perhaps. I suppose all the Blakes are more or less related.
That's nice. I've never heard of an Atterbridge until I met Ethelbert, and I've never met one since. It makes one feel so low. Don't you think so?
Oh, yes, indeed.
I do hope you won't think me rude, Mr. Blake. But would you mind giving me some assistance?
Certainly not.
You know, I guess I'm not as young as I think I am sometimes. I like to dance, but those musicians seem to be after some kind of an endurance record. There's a dozen of them, only one of me.
Well, shall I escort you to a table?
Oh, please do. That one over there where that girl is sitting.
Certainly.
Here we are. Well, my dear, why aren't you stirring up your circulation?
I'm very comfortable right here, thanks.
Oh, this charming young man is Mr. Blake, my dear. My niece, Miss Gately.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, he's a wonderful dancer. Suppose you finish my dance with him.
Well, will you honor me, Miss Gately?
Thanks, just the same. Some other time, if you don't mind.
Well, certainly. Now, if you ladies will excuse me...
But don't forget I've part of another dance coming to me before the evening is over.
I'm at your service at any time, Mrs. Atterbury.
Oh, he's the nicest boy, my dear. You're then in to see something about a few things, huh?
You didn't leave?
No.
Oh, I'm glad. I was afraid you might have while I was pushing that old war horse around.
Would it have mattered so much?
It certainly would. There's something we have to settle, you know.
Oh, yes, so there is. Whether or not you're a fortune hunter, and I'm out for title.
Oh, please. Let's forget that and start all over again.
Would you mind getting me a drink? Maybe that would help us to forget.
I'll get two. Now, don't you go away while I'm gone.
I'll
be back in a minute.
Who's your boyfriend?
None of your business.
No?
No. Well, what did you barge over here for?
Take a peek inside this pocket.
got the rope from Mrs. Abigail.
Like taking pennies out of a blind man's cup. She never knew a thing was happening.
Oh, no. That sounds like it.
Well, let us cough her head off. A lot of good it'll do her.
Oh, call the police. Stop the dog. Lock the doors. I've been robbed. My pearls are gone.
There, now calm yourself, Mrs. Abigail.
Oh,
where did you miss them?
I put my hand in my throat, that's it, and found my beautiful rope of pearls gone.
What's the matter over here? I'm in charge of the plainclothes men here tonight.
Oh, my pearls are gone.
Stolen?
I don't know. But I'm sure I had to make the sound up before I started to dance a little while ago.
Hold on. Hey, what's the matter here?
This lady's lost her pearls. Go over and tell that orchid to dumb her to get everybody's attention. Now take it easy, lady. We'll do the best we can to find him, for you.
I'm afraid I'm going crazy.
Come on. Come on along with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, a valuable necklace is missing. I must ask every man here to submit to a search. All right, boys, sorry.
Doctor, you're confident.
All right, I'll start with you.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, no, no.
Why not?
Well, this gentleman is a friend of mine. I'm sure he couldn't have had anything to do with it.
Well, I'll just make sure about that. Hold up your hand.
Oh, Roxy.
Well, you're right, lady. He ain't got him. Now, you're next.
Oh, no, where are the pearls, Doctor?
In your boyfriend's pocket.
Oh.
I got them in when he started for the orchestra. Well, here he comes back. I'm going to beat him.
Oh, wait. Roxy.
This is most unfortunate, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Let's leave at once, Gordon.
Well, certainly. But I must admit to a search.
Oh, no, please. Come away at once.
But I can't. They'll have all the exits guarded until everyone is searched. I'll get this chap here to do it. I'll only be a minute. I say you.
Yeah.
Will you be good enough to search me so I can escort this young lady home?
Oh, sure. Hold up your hand.
Oh, you mustn't search him. You mustn't.
I suppose this gentleman's a friend of yours, too.
Yes, and I'm sure that...
He couldn't have had anything to do with it, eh? I know.
Oh, don't submit to this, Gordon. Please don't.
I have nothing to hide, dear.
Gordon.
No, he's right, miss. He ain't got it either. Okay, you can go. All right, I'll take you next.
Just a minute. Why, what's the matter, darling? You look as though you were going to faint. All the pearls, they're safely put away.
What do you mean?
Well, I found them in my pocket as I was going to ask the drummer to get everyone's attention. And, say, I wonder how much you want for that drum of his.
Stop being so exasperated. What do you care how much he wants for his old drum?
I'd like to have it. In fact, I'm going to get it no matter what it costs.
Well, forget your musical ambitions for a minute. I want to know what's happened to the pearls.
That's just the point, darling. I dropped them in his drum. Yes.
You what?
I dropped them in the air vent of his drum for safekeeping. You see, I figured I could raise enough money on them for a honeymoon.
Then you're a...
Shall we say an expert at picking pearls and women?
Be sure to read the inside story of A Big-Time Jewel Thief, which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will appear under the title, Secrets of the Great Jewel Robbery. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you. Our radio play for today, Afternoon Parade, is based on an interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company.